Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 7, 9, and 11. Jesus said, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. This, the first of his miraculous signs, Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. Jesus gives more than enough. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. There isn't enough. Usually we say that when there's a good thing, but not enough of that good thing to go around. Think yummy pie, for example. We always find ourselves wanting just a little bit more. But then, Jesus shows up. Have you ever noticed that when Jesus gives something, there's always more than enough? Think of Jesus feeding the 5,000 and the 12 basketfuls of leftovers, or when he fed another crowd of 4,000 and the disciples collected 7 baskets afterward. Jesus is more than generous. And he always gives more than enough. When Jesus went to the wedding at Cana, there was a problem. As the bride and groom planned the wedding, they didn't buy enough wine to last for the whole wedding feast, sometimes several days' worth of eating and drinking. This wouldn't be the end of the world, but running out of wine for the feast would be pretty embarrassing for the couple. Jesus' mother Mary seemed to want to spare them this embarrassment, so she urged Jesus, "They have no more wine." But Jesus had bigger plans. He wanted to pull back the curtain and show his disciples who he is, the Son of God, who has come into the world, to meet the need at the wedding of Cana and to show himself to be true God. Jesus called for 6 large jars to be filled with water. When that water was drawn out and taken to the master of the banquet, it had become the finest wine. And not just a little, but enough to fill 600 to 900 bottles. Jesus gives more than enough. At first, the way in which Jesus goes about this miracle looks a bit odd. They ran out of wine, so Jesus asked for water. Here's where it's good to know something about Jesus. He knows the end already at the beginning. He knows the best way to give his generous, more than enough gifts to people who need them. Sometimes we're tempted to think that Jesus is holding out on us. We wish he'd give us more of the things we want, when we want them, and how we want them. We wish he'd make a bigger splash and show us his power and his love. But Jesus still knows the end at the beginning. And he knows how best to give you his generous, more than enough gifts. Before you leave the wedding at Cana today, don't forget to take this party favor. Through the good news of the gospel, Jesus promises you that he has forgiven not just some, but all of your sins. In the water of your baptism, Jesus clothes you, not with a clean shirt that's too small, but a robe of his own perfection covering you. Thank God, Jesus gives more than enough. We give thanks in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for always giving us more than we could ever ask or want. You know exactly what we need and when we need it. Thank you for providing for the needs of our bodies, but above all, we thank you for the gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation you lavish on us. Lead us to realize this and to receive all your gifts with thanksgiving. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.